Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Samach Ches 368. As we continue in Parshas Naso, we are starting a unit, the 10 mitzvahs related to Nazir. There are 5 Isurim related to the Isser of wine, grapes, raisins, and the like. 5 separate Lo Sases. Then we have 2 related to the Nazir's Isser of cutting his hair, 2 related to the Nazir's Isser of becoming Tamei Meis, and then 1 mitzvah Saseh of going through the process of a Nazir getting a haircut and bringing his karbanos. That's 5, 2, 2, 1. Those are the 10 that are in front of us. And after that, we'll only have 2 left, Be'ez Hashem, to Parshas Naso, and that is Birchas Kohanim and carrying the Aron. Those are the 12 mitzvahs that are left in the Parsha. Okay, but first today, we get introduced to Nazir. Most of the Hashkafa of Nazir, we will wait to do, Be'ez Hashem, the Musar and Machshava to the Mitzvah Aseh, because that's where the Chiddich talks about it. We'll relate to it a little bit today, but mostly we'll stick to Halacha and important issues that come up in this mitzvah. The Minchas Chiddich talks about all of the next 5 mitzvahs together, so we will also talk about it together, and a number of the issues that are brought up on today's mitzvah will be talked about in the coming mitzvahs as well. Okay, says the Torah. Let's start off with the psukim. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Hashem says to Moshe, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamartal lehem, speak to bnei Yisrael. Ish o isha ki afli linder neder nahazir lazir l'Hashem. A man or a woman, if they take upon themselves a neder to be a nazir. So first rule, a woman can be a nazira. When a famous question, if somebody comes over, can a woman be a nazir? I'm not sure. Mefurish pasuk in Chumash. Ish o isha, ki yafli lidar nedar lazir, nazir lazir l'Hashem, it mitzvah daraisa. And the first pasuk says, miyayin v'shechar yazir, from wine and shechar, which is any intoxicating liquid, from wine, yazir, you must separate. Chometz yayin, v'chometz shechar lo yishteh, vinegar of wine or other intoxicating elements from a grape, lo yishteh, v'chomishras anavim lo yishteh. And any type of mixture with grape juice in it, a nazir is not allowed to drink. All of that is today's mitzvah. That whole phrase in the pasuk, yayin shechar chometz yayin chometz. Today's isser daraisa is the isser of nazir of drinking wine. Beth Hashem, in the coming days, we're going to do the next phrases. Anavim, lachim viveshim, moist or dry anavim. So we're going to have a separate isser daraisa of eating grapes, separate isser daraisa of eating raisins, separate isser daraisa of eating the peels, and separate isser daraisa of eating the seeds. Besides the isser of drinking the wine. So we'll have to figure out what we're going to talk about the next couple of days, but Be'ez Hashem, there's plenty in Nazir to talk about. But today's isser is the general isser of drinking, Nazir of drinking wine. So it tells us the Sefer HaChinuch, here in Shin Samach Ches 368, Shelo Yishta HaNazir Yayin, a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, O Kol Minei Shechar, She'ikar Iruvo Yayin Shehu Mechal HaAnavim, anything that has wine in it, that is Aser to Oraisa for a Nazir to drink. Let's just finish this, and then we'll see the Menachas Chenuch. Dilu Meichal Shar Peros, cause any other type of juice that comes out of any other fruit, Abu Bishenikra Shechar, even though in Chazal sometimes it's called Shechar, like beer. Beer is called Shechar, but a Nazir is allowed to have a beer, cause a beer comes from grain. A beer doesn't come from grape. Lo Nazir al Nazir, ela b'tarovis hayotim in agefen. A Nazir is only Nazir, is only forbidden in items and mixtures that come from vines. V'al zeh nemar, miyayin v'shecha yazir, v'chol mishras anavim, any type of mixture of grape juice, lo yishta, klomar. In other words, shekol tarovis yishpo anavim, b'chlal ho iser. Anything that has wine or vinegar in it, one would receive Malkus for that Isser Da'oraisa. The Menachas Chinuch, just to give us an introduction to the whole world of Nazir, because the Mitzvah Zaseh, if you remember, we mentioned a number of times, the Achinuch originally wrote his Sefer, first all the Mitzvah Zaseh, and then all the Mitzvahs Lo Zaseh, not like we have them in order of the Psukim. So here he refers to, as we'll see, and look what I wrote in that Mitzvah to tell you the messages of what a Nazir is. We don't know that yet, because in the Psukim it comes later. So the Menachas Chinuch here tips us off to the background of a Nazir. So let's read a little bit at the beginning of the Menachas Chinuch. HaNaziris Harayu Bechlal Nidrei Usser. Naziris is an example of any type of neder that you want to take upon myself. I can make a neder that I forbid myself. Hamburgers are usser to me. I can make a neder that I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to walk into this store. I can make whatever neder I want. Shvua neder. A Nazir, Naziris, is an example of a neder shel isser. And the Nazir automatically, as we know, accepts upon himself the three areas that are Aser. Yotzim and Agefen, anything to do with wine. Tiglach as getting a haircut. But Tumal HaMesim is allowed to become Tamei Mes. And at the end of his counting of Nazirus, however long it is, so he has to bring Karbanas, he gets a haircut, and only after that, one will... he will be able to be mutter in all the other items. But in the coming days, we'll talk about an important discussion in the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, Dayan Weiss, about a case that happened bizman hazeh. Dayan Weiss talks about there was an Israeli that went off to find himself in one of these far east countries, and he all of a sudden realized he was a Jew, and he started opening the Bible, and he opened up to Parshas Naso. He's like, hey, a Nazirite. This seems really cool. And he accepted to be a Nazir, right then and there on the spot. And then he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and he starts becoming a little frumer and shomer Torah mitzvot, and he realizes, uh-oh, I'm a Nazir. For the rest of my life, I'm not going to be able to drink wine. I'm not going to be able to get a haircut. You can't stop being a Nazir until you bring your karbanos. So even if you accept being a Nazir for a month, you can't stop being a Nazir until you go through the process, which we can't do. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So Minchas Yitzchak discusses what to do in that situation. But Hashem will see that tshuva inside in the coming days. But says that's the process. So says the Minchas Chinuch, though, an important ha'ara. V'im avar al eza davar asur, if a Nazir violates any of the Isurim, he not only violates the specific Isurim related to Nazirus, but the general Isur of not keeping my word. The other generally Suri Daraisus. Chutz ma sha'avar al halavin, v'ha'asana miyuchadim benazir, besides the unique mitzvahs that he served related to Nazir, odavar al lavda bal yachel, v'lokashtayim. If somebody, a Nazir, b'meza, drinks wine, he gets double malchus. One for the Isser of drinking wine, of a Nazir, and one for the Isser of violating a promise, which applies to all promises. Nazir is just one example of a promise. Lavam yuchad bishum lavda bal yachel, ha'avar b'nidre Isser. And also the mitzvahs asay of keeping your word. Good, that is what the Minchas Chinuch quotes. In the next paragraph, he also quotes by way of introduction, and then we'll get back to the Chinuch. There's a lot of Minchas Chinuch here, discussions, which we'll have, but first let's just do the first two paragraphs. He quotes the discussion of the Maharit, which is a big discussion in the Achronim. Is Nazirus what we would call an Isser Chafsa, or an Isser Gavra? You know, in many areas of halacha, we have to decide. You know, is the focus on the object? Is the wine Nasar, or the grapes Nasar, or does the Nazir accept upon himself? I want to be a Nazir. Is it Nisr Gavr? Is it more closer to is it closer to a Neder or closer to a Shvuah? So that's a good question. The Achronim, Minchas Chinuch quotes the Maharit, discuss that as well. Just one other, you know what? Let's leave the Minchas Chinuch for now. Let's get back to the Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll continue the other issues. Mishar Shei, Inyan HaNaziris. The messages, the Ashkava behind being a Nazir, Kasafti B'Mitzvah Zaseh Dalid. I already wrote in the fourth Mitzvah Zaseh, here, which is mitzvah shin ayin dalid, according to our seder, the godel harchakas anazir mikol tarovas ayin hakomen atal makas of sham. Look what I wrote there. Where did he write this? So we don't know this yet, because this, as we mentioned before, is mitzvah shin ayin dalid, the mitzvah asay of being a nazir. And in a nutshell, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being to be the bechir hanivraim. We are the only creature which has a neshama and a guf. We are a conglomerate of angelic elements and mundane elements, right? The Nasa Adam is Almenu Kid Musenu. Even though Rashi is the more well-known shot of Nasa Adam, that Hashem has anava, Hashem has humility, and he brings his bezdin, the Ramban says Nasa Adam means guf and neshama. We're made of both. Being that we're made of both, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we have to make sure that we use everything in this world properly, and we don't go overboard. Nazirus is an example of a limitation that a person takes upon themselves because they want to make sure that they're using everything in the physical world properly. Again, we're going to talk about it on that day when we do Shinai Dalit. Is a Nazir a good thing? Is it looked at positively by the Rishonim? That is a machlokas tanoim, machlokas Rishonim. As we'll see between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether a Nazir is somebody that we look up to, right? Because there are different, even words in the Torah that describe a Nazir, opposite words. But says the Sefer HaChinuch there, that is why we, a Nazir, the message of a Nazir is to take the physical world, use it properly, but don't go overboard. So if somebody needs to go away from wine for a certain amount of time, to, you know, not focus on his hair so much for a certain amount of time. So again, that's what he needs, and that is La Hachnia Hayetzer, says the Sefer HaChinuch, which Be'ez Hashem will discuss more when we get there. So that's what he's referring to here. Good midini mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas, though, of this specific iser, because some major shas topics comes up in this regard. Midini mitzvah. Mashar mezachonim lavracha. Chazal tell us. Shekol ayotzei min hagefen. Anything that comes out of a vine. Bein pri, bein psoles. It could be grapes. It could be grape juice. It could be a little drops. Whatever it is. The peels, the seeds, which we'll get to separate isurim related to this. That's all asur daraisa. Aval ha'alin. Leaves, va'aluvin, va'gefanim, the branches themselves, that's not usr. That's not edible. So if it's not edible, it's not going to be included in the issa daraisa of Naziris. V'noag issur ze b'zachar v'bin akevis. This applies to men and women. As we said, a woman could be a nazira. Right? The Gemara tells us about a certain woman who was a nazira for many years in Chutz La'aretz, and then she comes to Eretz Yisrael, they made her be a nazira again. The Mishnah discussed in Nazir, as we'll talk about. But men and women, b'chol makom v'chol zman, shekomi shenader nazirus chayev lahazir miyayin v'shechar v'chol mitzayin v'chol mitzshechar u'mikol mishras anavim. Anything to do with grapes. The over alzeh, if somebody violates this v'shas a revius l'gayin, if somebody drinks a revius of wine or eats a kezias of grapes, even altogether. And here he's going to get to a number of shas, kashrus, and yanim. It's very, the parsha of Nazir is used by Chazal to teach us general kashrus halachos, as we'll see a couple of them. Even if I eat, let's say I eat a little bit of peel, and a little bit of seed, and a little bit of grape pulp, altogether it's a kezias. It's counted as five different los assays. Says the Chirich, doesn't matter. They're all mitzdareif, they're all combined to the Isser Daraisa. Klamer shalokach ma'at ma'at mikol echad, me'elosh ezacharnu, atshayu bein kulam shir kezayis va'achlo loke, one gets one Isser Daraisa. Here's the line, shekol isure nazir mitztarfim zemzeh. L'kizayis l'halkos aleyan. All Isser nazir combine with each other to get malchus on. If I eat a little bit of everything, then it combines. We don't say this by other Yisurim. If I eat half a kezias of pig and half a kezias of horse, right? So then that's two separate Yisurim in the Torah. Pig has a separate Yisur, not eating chazir. Horse is a separate Yisur, right? Or nevela, whatever it is. So if I eat half a kezias of each, we paskin chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, which Bezer will talk more about. It's asur daraisa, you don't get punished for it. But it's asur daraisa, but can they combine for a kezias? The answer is no. If you have two separate isurim, if you have a piece of chalev, non-kosher fat, and a chametz on Pesach, right? Unless chametz is asur b'mashu, not a good example. But whatever other type of isur, so they don't combine. All the isurim of nazir combine. Any other exceptions? I quote one or two other exceptions. Chutz mi besar nevela im besar trefa. Nevela and trefa also combine. Wow, that is a very important concept. Because I would have thought, and this on the surface, nevela and trefa are very different concepts. What's the difference? A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. It's a nevela. If I have a kosher animal that died before I got to shecht it, that's a nevela. What's a trefa? A trefa is an animal that had kosher shechita, but it had some other problem and it had a hole in the lung. That's why we do certain bedikos after shechita. Because of trefa worries, but it got shechted properly. So on the surface, nevela and trefa are two separate concepts. Reb Chaim tells us they're not. And this, they quote, was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. The drasha that Reb Chaim gave at his bar mitzvah. So we usually have a little lighter in yonim. Aruch Chaim, tefillin, other issues. Reb Chaim spoke about the relationship between nevela and trefa. That was his bar mitzvah pshetel. And he came up with it, and he showed it to his father, the Beis HaLevi. And Reb Beis HaLevi, oh, okay, good, you can say it. Obviously, he prepared it before he was bar mitzvah. But he quoted a number of rayas that the isser of nevela and trefa were at root the same shame isser. The same conceptual isser. It wasn't two different isurim. The biggest raya that he has is this halacha right here, that the Chiddush quotes, that nevela and trefa could combine. You can't combine two different isurim into one isser to make a kezias. Nevela and trefa could combine. There are other makaris as well. If you want to look in the Rishima Shiurim, that they put out the notes from Rav Soloveitchik on Shvuas Daf Chavdalin. In the first line of Masechta Shvuas, he quotes a number of these rayas, and I'll just quote one or two of them. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shchula, and Ashochid as a treifa, v'nimsa ba ben teschai. We know the halacha ben pakua. If I shecht an animal, a kosher animal, and inside, lo and behold, is a fetus. It's a fetus. Mida oraisa, you can take a bite out of that fetus. Because the shechita of the mother worked for the baby. That's not halacha ben pakua. Midrabanan, if it's a grown fetus and it's walking around, it's mara science. You have to shecht it. Midrabanan. But midaraisa, ben pakua, that's not less than special halacha. Or not from a pasuk, the fourth parak in the Seches Chulin is all about that. Good. But what if the mother was a treifa? The mother was a treifa, says the Gemara. Pshita shavlat aser b'achila. You can't eat the kid. What's the difference? Why can't you eat the kid in that case? You shechted the mother. So the mother was a treifa. The mother had a hole in the lung. What does that have to do with the baby that was perfect? If we look at treifa, treifa is a full shechita. You just have a side problem. You have a hole in the lung. Then this halacha wouldn't make sense. You shechted the mother. The baby should be mutter to eat. What do you see from there? Says Reb Chaim. And also, it's in the Briskarov. It's in the Grizz. You see from there that treifa means a prevention of the hefter shechita. It's not just that, you shechted it perfectly, but you have a side problem. But this side problem means that you didn't shecht it perfectly. Treifa means that you don't have a hefter shechita, which is the same thing as nevela. And that's why, because you didn't have the hefter shechita, it doesn't work for the ben pakua, it doesn't work for the child. He also quotes it based on a Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, where the Rambam compares the shechting of a non-Jew to a treifa. The Rambam, by putting those two together, also Reb Chaim assumes is makes treifa and nevela come very close together. Okay, we'll talk more about that at a future date. Continuing, there are a couple of other exceptions to the rule as well. Pigul and Nosar. Pigul and Nosar are both problems that come from a carbon. Nosar left over from a carbon pigul, where the Kohen thought that he was going to eat it or sacrifice the animal after the proper time. Both of those are isure kares, if one eats it. Those are also mitzarif. And also he quotes all different parts of the carbon toda. They're all mitzarif. But in general, anything that has different shemos iser, you have arla, and you have, anything else, so then, basa b'chalav, so that none of that would be able to combine. Good, let's continue. V'lamanu zecharenu levracha, she'iser be'iser hu she'besarif l'gazayis be'ilash she'zecharenu. And based on this issue, the halachas of Nazir, where all of these isurim can combine, you know what we learn? That all isurim are combinable if they're the same iser. Aval heter eino mitztarif le'iser b'chol iser in Shabbat Torah. A big discussion in Maseches Chulin and Maseches Pesachim, the principle of heter mitztarif le'iser. Let's say if I have in a bowl a certain amount of iser, it's not a kizayis. But now it's all combined with the heter. Do I say the heter now has become usur and now I have a shear of iser? If I have a lot of iser, but I have three quarters of a kizayis of iser, and then a quarter of heter in here. If I eat that, do I get malchus? Did I eat a kizayis of iser? So we pass again, no! Heter is not mitztarif. Iser, heter does not combine. But he quotes, that's against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it is combinable, the sugi of heter mitztarif iser, but we do not hold like that, he points out. We hold like the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk? Here's the next huge principle that we'll just touch on. Top of the next page, v'hai v'chol mishras l'hachi yudasa. What do they do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk, which is our pasuk here, mishras, a mixture of grape juice. What did we do with that pasuk? Dahumi boyle l'kidetanya mishras l'tein tam ke'iker. The principle of tam ke'iker. The taste of an iser has the status of the iser itself. Let's say a little milk falls into chicken soup, and I take out all of the milk. Or some other example where you have a little iser that fell in, it's a tiny little amount. And then you take the iser out right away. I have a tray frank that fell into a little bowl of cholent, and then I take the frank out. But it was hot, and it made the cholent taste a little bit like the tray frank. That's asur. Tam ke'iker, even though the item is not there anymore. That's the important sugi of tam ke'iker. Shimshara navim b'mayim. What's the example given by Nazir? If I soak grapes in water, v'yesh b'em tam yayin, and now the water tastes like wine. I took the grapes out. Aser mik aser. That's aser. That's called tam ke'iker. Mikamet adon l'chol yisurin shabbat Torah v'chulu. And this is the source for all the other areas in the Torah where we hold of tam ke'iker. Again, there is a major machlokas related to tam ke'iker, and that's what the Chinuch quotes as well. What exactly does that mean, tam ke'iker? Does that mean that even if I don't, am I going to get malchus for tam ke'iker? Let's say in that case I took the grapes out of the water. Am I going to get malchus for that? So machlokas Rishonim. Some say yes. Tam ke'iker, it's as if the ikker is there. The taste is like the ikar. It's as if it's there. It's as if you ate treif, even if you just ate the taste of treif. There are some Rishonim that hold that way. Other Rishonim say, no, it's also daraisa. But you know, it's not like the... It's tam ki, focus on the ki. It's like, but it's not exactly. Tam ki, emphatic. Ki ikar, but it's not exactly like ikar. So it's daraisa, but you don't get malchus for it. And then other Rishonim say the whole thing is drabanan. It's still aser, but it's drabanan. That could be the Rambam Shita. But the principle is true. Whether it's daraisa, full daraisa, semi-daraisa, or drabanan, that is a major machlokas. And we'll end with one other point, and that is the lumdus of tam ki ikar. Major discussion, Reb Chaim, second Reb Chaim of the day. Reb Chaim discusses this in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. What does it mean, tam ki ikar? Does it mean that ta'am is the ikar? It's as if the ikar is here, like we said. Meaning, it's as if the ikar is here and bittul did not take place. It wasn't nullified. It's as if the ikar is still here. Or do I say, no, the ikar is nullified. The ikar is not here, but it's a din mechudash. The Torah is mechadish, a new idea. Taste of an isser. It's not related, the isser is not here. Taste of an isser is a set, and with every isser in the Torah, in the background, there's another isser called taste of the isser. There's pig, and there's taste of pig. There's this, and there's taste of it. A separate than the ikar itself. So Reb Chaim talks about that chakira, and discusses what the nafkaminas might be. But either way, this is a obviously a very crucial topic. Comes up all the time in Hilchas Kashrus, tam ki ikar, but the source of that principle is right here in Hilchos Naziris. Okay, there's a lot more here that we have to talk about. We're just getting our feet wet into the Isurim of Nazir. We have four more Isurim, as we mentioned, relating to the Isur of wine and grapes, all related. Okay, we'll stop here.